Before we listen prayerfully to God's word, I invite you to quiet yourself in the presence of the one who knows you, sees you, and loves you. In your body, take a posture that best expresses your longings, your needs, and your receptivity to God right now. Perhaps you're sitting, or kneeling, or even lying face down. Perhaps your hands are open, or maybe they're clasped together. In the quiet, take a few deep breaths of preparation for prayer. Inhale the love and grace of God. Exhale any resistance to God's love and grace. During this first reading, you're invited simply to listen for the movement of the text. As we begin, ask God to bring His word to life in you and for you and through you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Our scripture reading today is Acts chapter 3, verses 12 to 19. Listen to God's word. When Peter saw it, he addressed the people. "You Israelites, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we had made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the Holy and Righteous One and asked to have a murderer given to you. And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And by faith in his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out." For this second reading, Listen for a word or phrase that catches your attention, that comes into bold print or shimmers for you. Maybe it's a word or phrase that stirs your curiosity or comforts you or even agitates you. Listen for a word or phrase from Scripture that invites you to pause and linger. When Peter saw it, he addressed the people. "You Israelites, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we had made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the holy and righteous one and asked to have a murderer given to you. And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And by faith in his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out." If a word or phrase has caught your attention, begin to ponder it. What thoughts arise in you as you savor this particular word or phrase? What emotions rise in you as you hear this word or phrase? What memories surface for you as you ponder this word or phrase? And how does this word or phrase connect with your life right now? When Peter saw it, he addressed the people. "You Israelites, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we had made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the holy and righteous one and asked to have a murderer given to you. And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And by faith in his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out. Whatever you're noticing about your response to this word or phrase from Scripture, bring it into conversation now with God. And listen for how God is responding to you through his word. What is God's invitation or call to you? How will you respond? When Peter saw it, he addressed the people. You Israelites, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we had made him walk? the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the Holy and Righteous One and asked to have a murderer given to you. And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And by faith in his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out. In the quiet, simply rest in the presence of God. No words are necessary. Simply enjoy this place of communion with the God who loves you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.